Unit 7. Reading. Exercise 5. Unplug with Vitamin N by Jack Stone.
When we sit down for breakfast or bite into an apple, we know our bodies are getting some essential nutrients and vitamins. But how much exposure to nature, or vitamin N, do we need? Is there a daily requirement? And if so, are we suffering from problems caused by not having enough in our lives? Nature is often thought of as a special place where we go occasionally to enjoy ourselves. But as well as being an opportunity for fun activities like sports and travel, the great outdoors is a major resource for maintaining our future physical and mental health. When we protect mountains, lakes, and forests, we are not only preserving planet Earth's natural habitats, we are also looking after ourselves. Dr. Ming Kuo is an internationally known scientist who studies the positive impact of green space on human health. In a lecture called Vitamin N, she says that for most of our history, human beings were in daily contact with the natural world. According to Dr. Kuo, for thousands of years we adapted to our natural environment, seeking shelter wherever we could among the hills, rivers, and trees. It is only in the most recent human times that our lives became settled in villages, towns, and eventually the megacities of the 21st century. For millions of people, these have replaced nature in our everyday lives. If we hadn't lost nature as our most basic need, would we have better mental health? The results of Dr. Kuo's research show that when people who live in a built environment have increased contact with nature, they have lower levels of anxiety and depression. They also feel safer and have better ways of dealing with arguments. Studies also show that contact with nature helps heart health and has a protective effect on the body. Simply living in a green neighbourhood with trees and parks can make us stronger, so we get ill less often. The smell of flowers reduces the stress hormone cortisol in the blood, and even looking at photos of nature can have a positive effect. Who knew that small, regular doses of vitamin N, like looking onto a green space from a classroom window, significantly benefit our overall health? Cognitive neuroscientist Professor David Strayer has measured the way that spending time in nature helps the brain to rest. He argues that if we spent more time in nature and disconnected more from technology, it would help to restore our brains in both the long and short term. In an experiment, two groups of people went for a walk in a park. One group was asked not to take any electronic devices. People in the other group were asked to take their mobile phones and use them during the walk. 20 minutes afterwards, everyone's brain activity was measured. The results showed that those who hadn't used electronic devices had better rested brains than those who had been talking on their phones. They could also remember more about what they had seen on the walk. The implication is obvious. If the others hadn't used their phones, they would have had better rested brains too. Forget taking selfies by that stunning waterfall, Professor Strayer advises. Leave your phone behind and enjoy the moment. So, next time you feel like your battery is on 5%, remember there is an alternative charger right outside your door. Go to the park, camp in the woods, or explore a nearby nature reserve. You'll feel your senses waking up, and you might see, hear, and smell things you hadn't noticed before. Unplug and recharge with Vitamin N. It's the best prescription.